Okay, well, here we are at fulfillment key number 5. Feel the satisfaction of achievement. Completing a project or mastering a skill or finishing a task, all these things give rise to feelings of satisfaction. You feel you've made progress and accomplished something, and you've only got to witness the gleeful look on a toddler's face when they've taken their first steps to know that those feelings of accomplishment are good for the soul. And that doesn't stop as you get older. If anything, it intensifies, particularly if you're learning a new skill. But the opposite is also true. And if you're someone who starts a lot of things but never finishes them, it can lead to frustration and irritation, neither of which is good for feeling fulfilled. And not to mention bits of half-finished projects all over the place, which clutters up your mind as well as your home. You know, you have the opportunity to achieve things every day. And it's important to realise that achievement doesn't have to be big. Small steps are also achievements. When you change your perspective, it becomes a whole lot easier to get a handle on this key to fulfilment. Notice your triumphs each day. Write them down in a journal and celebrate them, however small they might be. It's all progress. Forward is forward. Hold your head up and be proud of yourself. And this gives you that feel-good factor. And more importantly, it creates momentum. And this satisfaction of achievement stuff is addictive. Most of us have a big goal or a dream of some kind, but it's easy to put it off because it's too big and overwhelming and you just have no idea where to start. If that big goal is really important to you, imagine how good you'll feel if you begin to make even the smallest amount of progress towards it. I'll tell you where to start. Start small. You don't need to have every step of the way towards your big goal mapped out when you start. If you don't know what your first step is, that's not the first step. The first step is simply to find out what you need to do. Ask a question, Google it, find an expert, or just talk it through with someone. If you're going to feel the satisfaction of achievement, you need to know what you're aiming for. Otherwise, you're going to miss the target every single time. So each week, set yourself 2 or 3 goals or things you want to have done by the end of the week. They might be part of your journey towards a big goal, or they might just be the things that you want to get done and off your list. Commit to them and tell someone else what your intentions are, because a bit of accountability can be a really powerful thing. Decide when you're going to do what and stick to your plan. Then enjoy feeling proud of yourself when you've done it.